Welcome back, everyone. Congressman Alan West is with us. Colonel, welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Brian, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you. First off, the President of the United States goes to 7 fundraisers on the West Coast. Among those people calling him out, as of this morning, former Governor and Senator Tim Kaine of Democrat. Over in Virginia. He actually is a very sensible guy. And I think he's somebody you could probably deal with. And he says it's time for the president to be a hands-on manager with Obamacare. They're getting restless.
Well, it's not just being a hands-on manager with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, but think about all the other things that are going on right now, Brian. When you see the trouble and difficulty with this negotiation and deal with Iran, when we look at what is happening with the talks with Afghanistan, absolutely falling apart. We don't have any agreement post-2014. But the president is comfortable doing one simple thing, being around people that cheer him on, being around people that, you know, give him all the praise and accolades, and he's a celebrity president. That's why he's out there in Hollywood, hamming it up. And really, once again, with this false narrative about the economy is doing great when wages are being depressed. And we have Americans that have not worked full time in quite some years.
He'll listen to this. The audience gets angry at me because I'm the most naive person in the world. But after a week and a half ago with him apologizing for the misperception of what he said on Obamacare, you can keep your plan if you want to keep your plan, and it turns out you can't. He's back to his old ways. Listen to this. Cut 19.
If we didn't have one wing of one party that was a little less obsessed with repealing health care for 40 million people, more concerned with making sure the law works, if they hadn't spent 40 votes trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, they might have actually taking some votes on rebuilding our infrastructure or instituting early childhood education for young people across this country or investing more money in basic research. Any of the serious proposals I put forward that would be creating jobs right now, they could have been taking votes on that.
There's so much wrong with what he said. I mean, does it make you aghast?
Well, look, it's what you expect from a very narcissistic individual who really has disdain for anyone that challenges his will. And so if you don't go along with my, ideas that I presented, which, in other words, is more big government spending, more expansion of government, you know, we talked about infrastructure banks and working on infrastructure and shovel-ready jobs and a stimulus that has failed. I mean, according to his own stimulus plan, unemployment right now is supposed to be in the area of about 5.5 to 5.7%. So that is not the case, and no one is even talking about that. This president wants you to, he just wants to have his way. In the first 2 years when he had the House and he had the Senate, he got his way. No one challenged him. And now all of a sudden, when a lot of the things that are coming to fruition that people talked about the Obamacare, he is angry and he is, instead of trying to take responsibility and accountability and resolve these problems, he just wants to blame people and demonize them, which is the Alinsky tactic.
Yeah, I want you to hear what Alan Dershowitz told me yesterday, because this is something I could see you coming up with, not just looking at the current situation and this six-month deal with Iran, but talking about what needs to be included. Cut 21.
Congress has to hang two swords of Damocles over the neck of the Iranians. Number one, they have to give the president authorization now to use the military option in the event Iran crosses red lines so that he doesn't have to do what he did with Syria, go back to Congress and get approval. Second, there should be some automatic sanctions coming into effect in 6 months against Iran if they don't continue on the deal and eliminate their nuclear program.
Right? Is that something Congress could be doing?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's something that it should have been done, before we went into these negotiations. So all of this stuff was happening concurrently. Brian, the point is this. Why would we believe the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, Iran? Why would we believe, a country, 30 years ago, they were the ones behind the Beirut bombing. And as a matter of fact, the person that planned and executed that bombing is now their defense minister. Why would we believe a country that says they want to eliminate and wipe off the face of the earth our number one ally in the Middle East? And guess what? They're still holding an American pastor there for almost
as well as an FBI agent. And they killed our guys, as you know, they're probably people you know, with those EFPs inside Iraq during our war. Listen to this statement that came out. yesterday. Iran's foreign minister says on Tuesday he rejected the White House's version of the deal as invalid and accused Washington of releasing a factually inaccurate primer that misleads the American public about whether they indeed have permission to weaponize their uranium and enrich. Wow. Fundamentally, they're not agreeing about their agreement.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so when the president came out Saturday night and said, we have an agreement to halt Iran's nuclear program right now, the Iranians don't see it that way. And look, they're reading our press, they're reading the poll numbers, and they see that the president has a trust and credibility problem. And guess what? They just called him out on it. So, again, we have a 1930s Neville Chamberlain moment staring us right in the face where John Kerry comes back and waving a piece of paper, there's peace in our time. Well, guess what? The other side, they have a vote as well, and they're not voting in the same way, and they don't see it the same way. We've got a lot of problems, and the president should be in Washington, D.C., right. Not out there traipsing around California.
And Senator Mark Warner, Democrat, Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat, joined a coalition of senators in calling the president to quickly appoint a long-term replacement for Jeffrey Zients, who's supposed to fix everything, and do it by January 2nd. They are fed up. Have a great Thanksgiving, Colonel West. Thanks for a great spot.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Ambassador Robert Jordan next.